Welcome to Music Notes on Grok Radio. Each week, the producers of Grok Radio choose our five favorite songs of the week. This week, we're counting down the top five songs of encouragement. Songs to get you through those rough times and remind you of God's promises. And we're going to start off with a song by Mercy Me, which reminds us that greater is He that is living in us than he that is living in the world.
Bring your tithe and bring your shame. Bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right. But that's alright, 'cause I
Amen. That was Mercy Me, our first song of the night, Greater. You know, when we go through problems and trials and tribulations, you know, we can get so overwhelmed that sometimes we'll blame it on God or we'll wonder, you know, what are you doing, God, and why is this happening? And during those times, we just have to remember that God is. God sits on his throne in heaven and he does what he likes. That's what the Bible tells us. The Bible also tells us that he's working for our good and that through those trials we grow as people. And sometimes rather than figuring out God, we have to remember that our jobs aren't our providers, our husband, our wives, our spouse, our jobs, the government, none of these things are providers for us. God is our provider, and He has promised that He will take care of us. So during these times when things are just looking bad and you're so discouraged, we just have to take a moment and remember that God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
Yes, He is.
God, my God, God is good. And all that He brought me out of darkness, God is good. You know that He saved my soul. God is good. Said He saved my soul. God is good. I said that He saved my soul. And then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that He guides my every footstep. God is good. Said He guides my every footstep. God is good. You know that He guides my every footstep. Then He saved my soul. And then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. He put food on my table. God is good. Said He put food on my table. God is good. Said He put food on my table. Then He put shoes on my feet so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus. That He healed my every sickness. God is good. Said that He healed my every sickness. God is good. I said that He healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, He still made a way out of.
Yes, He is. God is good. And you know, there's this saying that we like to say, that God won't give us more than we can handle. And some of you who don't read your Bible, that's not actually in the Bible, because God truly will give us more than we can handle. And He gives us more than we can handle because He doesn't want us to handle it. He wants us to give it over. He wants us to let Him handle it. He wants us to be weak so that the power of Christ can rest upon us. We never have to be strong enough.
strong to give me what I'm going through. Well, forgive me if I'm wrong, but this looks like more than I can do on my own.
CYIWorldwide.com. CYIWorldwide.com. Home of Grok Radio. Free music downloads, advice, prayer, and support. CYIWorldwide.com. Do you grok?
Hey, I'm Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave, and this is the story behind our song, Redeemed. I've struggled a lot in my life with the issues of personal acceptance and self-worth, and during a really low point in that struggle, I remember being down in my garage, which is kind of my man cave, the place where I do all my thinking and I work out down there. And it was like the Holy Spirit just invaded that space and said, Mike, why don't you let me tell you what I think about you? Why don't you let me share with you the way that I see you? And I was an absolute broken heap on the floor of my garage as the God of the universe began to show me in my heart and in my mind how he sees me and share with me the way that he feels about me. That changed something in my life that day. God redefined humility for me. I had always thought that humility was this self-deprecating thing, but God showed me that what real humility is simply agreeing with whatever He says about anything. And over my life as a child of God, as someone who has been ransomed by the blood of Jesus, when He looks at me, He says, redeemed.
Praise God, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That was our number 4 song, Big Daddy Weave, Redeemed. Before we get to our last song of the week, let's have a little fun break. This is the Insiders.
Hey, celebration.
All right, how could that not lift your spirits? He has made me glad. Our strength comes from the joy of the Lord, as the Bible tells us. We have one more song left for the evening. Hope you've enjoyed this. Hope this has been a blessing and encouraged you. Be sure to check out more of the music archives at cyiworldwide.com. And we also stream 24 hours a day. And you can get links at our website, or you can listen through the TuneIn app, which lets you listen on just about any device available. But hey, we know that through it all, God is in control. And Philippians 4:7 says, may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. And the verse that leads off our last song is Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And our number one song for encouragement of the week is by Dietrich Haddon, Stand Still. Thanks for listening. This is Minister Grock. God bless
stand
you.
Stand still and know that He is God. And there's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Trouble on every side, so bad you wanna run and hide. Your enemy is out for you, and you don't know why. Oh yeah, he takes all your strength to hold back your tears, but you know you gotta face your fears. Let me whisper a word softly in your ears. Oh, stand still and know that He is God.
He's God.
There's no need to fight,
for the battle is not yours. The battle is.
Stand still and know that He's God. There's no need to fight, for the battle.
I can tell you is he's not a standstill, and no, he's God. It's not yours. The battle is the Lord's.
Thank you, Pastor. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Grok Radio. Be sure to check out our website at cyiworldwide.com.